This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, March 21st. Well, we had the grain markets moving in different directions. Wheat started out this session under pressure. Soybeans were higher throughout the day, and corn was kind of caught in the middle. For soybeans, we're up 24 on the day, corn just down a half, Chicago wheat down 7, KC down 2, Minneapolis down 1. But again, wheat was under a fair amount of pressure, down double digits early in the day, and then we started to drift higher. I think the initial pressure was coming from, you know, Egypt put out a tender, and there were over 30 offers for this tender, most of them from Russia. But just the sheer volume of wheat being offered to Egypt, I think, was part of the pressure in wheat. Now, at the end of the day, Egypt only bought two of those cargoes. They bought a total of 110,000 wheat, 55,000 from Romania, and 55 from Bulgaria. So Russia didn't even participate, despite all the offers. So the average FOB price was $234.50, which is way above where the world FOB offers are being reported out of that region. So it's interesting to see such a difference. Some of that is just the risk factor of selling to Egypt. The payments are either 180 days or 270 days. That's a long time to wait for payment, especially from a country with shaky finances to start with. For soybeans, we did see a sale of 120,000 tons of new crop to unknown. The presumption is China, but it doesn't have to be that. So that was encouraging. But we're also seeing less pressure coming from South America. Brazil's soybean harvest is around 65%. So we should see less hedge pressure from that. In fact, we've been seeing that over the last couple weeks, that their FOB offers have been rallying and lifting world FOB offers higher along with them. But we're also seeing some news coming out of the Energy Department about restocking the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So that should be supportive to crude oil, and it should also be supportive then to corn and soybeans as well. So taking a quick look at the EIA report, we saw that ethanol production was up 22,000 barrels per day last week to 1.05 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks increased 227,000 barrels to 26.01 million barrels. Crude oil stocks were down 2 million barrels at 445 million. They actually were expecting to see a slight increase in crude stocks. Gasoline stocks were down 3.3 million barrels at 231 million. So the estimate was for that to be only down 1.4 million. Distillate stocks up 620,000 barrels per day at 118.5 million, and the estimate was for it to be down 0.1 million barrels. Refinery capacity was up 1% at 87.8%. The estimate was to be up right around that as well, so right in line with where the estimate was. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve was up 750,000 barrels. That's the 14th week in a row that reserve has seen an increase in stocks. Secretary Granholm, talking about those stocks, noted that when Russia invaded Ukraine, the U.S. government used about 180 million barrels from the Strategic Reserve to keep gasoline prices, well, to bring them back down, and that those 180 million would be restocked by the end of this year. That's a pretty heavy lift considering the pace that they've been on so far. Yeah, we've been up 14 weeks in a row, but it's been pretty light numbers. So that's clearly supportive for the crude oil space, and it spills over to corn and soybeans as well. Taking a quick look at weather, of course, got the cold snap coming across the U.S. North. The Northern Plains, Northern Midwest, going to drop a lot of snow across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Northern Iowa. There's some concern about that slowing down spring plantings, but we've seen this before. In fact, it was just last year that North Dakota had, 2 feet of snow this late in the year, and their plantings were not behind at all. It'll warm up. Mother Nature will take care of us. And, of course, temperatures have been above normal for the last few years. I would expect that this is not going to delay plantings at all. It's still mid-March, so we've got plenty of time to get that done. In South America, we're looking at even yet more rain in the forecast for central and northern Brazil, which is the key areas where they need it for their second season corn crop. So we're looking at restocking moisture supplies as we head into the dry season next month. So we should be in pretty good shape in Brazil when it comes to the typical dry season. For Argentina, we're getting quite a bit of rain there too, which is really not very welcome, trying to get the corn and soybean crops harvested, and that's going to really delay things. And there is some concern about quality problems there with this much rain. So we'll see how that develops. That could be part of the updraft that we're seeing in corn and soybeans as well. So moving forward, I think the market's clearly showing some signs of life here. You know, the corn doesn't want to roll over very bad. We're back up on the night session, testing those highs from a week ago. Soybeans took out their highs too over the night session. So we'll see if we can stick the landing and close above those highs. For wheat, it's a little more shaky. Clearly, the sellers are still willing to step up and take a shot at pressuring the market, but we're bouncing back fairly impressively as well. I just don't see this market rolling further to the downside as we start the growing season. Yes, we have a lot of carryover, especially in the Black Sea, but I think that the market is going to at least stabilize, and I do think we're going to start working our way higher just to build in some weather risk as we make our way through April. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.